It's the Michael Mara Show.
The who? The her.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. No, we're not. That's not gloating, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Here's our phone number, 800-636-1067.
To my love.
Nice. Took it down. Stevie Nicks. What the hell is
anyway,
she singing? If you want to text talk back to us, WJFK1, standard rate supply. The Battle of Virginia and Maryland continues on the show today. We are also talking about the election and your thoughts. I'd like to hear from those that are jubilant and those that are slightly disgruntled. It is a new day for America.
Yeah.
I will get heavy on your ass for just a brief minute of time here.
I like that.
If you don't mind. I think, regardless of what your politics are, if you don't recognize this as a pretty special time to be an American.
An opportunity.
And something that we have sent to the world, a message that says how far we have come. And I don't care how you look at it, it's pretty significant that an African American is president of the United States.
Yep.
I am so glad that I live in a time when we were able to see this. And, you know, you saw the tears, you saw the people, and it transcends politics, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to. You can take, politically, this is the way I look at it. Politically, now you've got the Democratic Congress and you've got the presidency.
Right.
You've got almost that 60-degree magic number in the Senate, and you've got a lot more congressmen that were elected from the Democratic Party. All right, you're talking about a situation where that is their challenge right now, to basically respect all opinions, and to do this from the middle. If they start going whacked out and getting to the far reaches of the the left-wing part of this party, I think you're going to have some problems. I really do. I believe the pundits that say that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I feel politically. But just on a purely emotional level, to sit here in a country where it wasn't all that long ago, fellas. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were drinking out of different water fountains.
Very recently.
And there is still, listen, and you want to know people that are qualified to talk about the racism in this country? You're listening to them. I get 300, 400 phone calls and about, 150, 200 texts a day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm reading these, I see it. You hate mongers out there. I read what you write, and I also hear what you have to say. I know it's there, but you know what? You're so vastly overwhelmed.
Outnumbered.
I mean, give it up. Really give it up. Because the fact of the matter is we have made progress in this country. This is a special day. This is an exciting day. And I think it's exciting because of we've thrown off a lot of the crap that we've had on the back of this country for years. And is racism going to be gone? No.
No.
It's always going to be there. It's going to be under the surface. Maybe in my lifetime, I don't think it'll change, but I think someday, perhaps, it won't even be relevant. The thing that thrilled me about some of these exit polls is the fact that people were saying race was not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at a guy like Barack Obama, he transcends race as well. I mean, you just looked at a guy that was out there able to communicate with people, able to mobilize an amazing following through the internet. Really the most, they say he's the first successful internet president. I agree with that.
I didn't vote for him because he's Democrat. I didn't vote for him because he's black. I voted for him because I think he may be the smartest man we will have had in the White House in a very, very, very long time.
And as smart as he may be, Buzz, you can't discount the problems we have and
the
stuff that has to be dealt with. I just think for a few moments, whether you were a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, an Independent, it doesn't matter. You had to look at that and hear that speech last night and feel pretty good about the country.
Yeah.
And both with Barack Obama's speech and with John McCain's. And I'll feel the same way just like when I watched at both inaugurals.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was against everything that Bush was standing for.
Right.
And even though I did not want to see him win the presidency, I still felt it was incredible to watch the inauguration and see that we have the greatest system in the world.
It's amazing.
I believe in that.
Yeah.
I really do. It's the transition of power in a peaceful way. And my God, when you think of the countries that don't do it that way, and you see this, and John McCain's speech was gracious, and I thought it was, he's a stand-up guy. Everybody knows he's a war hero.
Of course.
And he's got courage, and, the only thing I would say, I have to say this to be a little petty, okay, ixnay on the Aylin pay, as it in pray, okay?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic about what she did for John McCain's campaign,
Support's not out there.
It's not out there. And the fact is, she mobilized a certain amount of the base of the Republican Party. But, don't you think it's a little early? Really? Did that test her mettle? Did she really get tested like John McCain was tested? I don't know.
She's going to have four more years to study.
Yes, that's true. They're saying, who knows? She might be a governor. She might run for Senate. She might take a TV talk.
if I can tag onto that, Mike, is that I've been lucky enough to two times go to Europe.
Right.
And the one thing that I always took away from
it's because of that money you've got.
All my money.
Robin is European vacations. How many times have I told you I wish I could put some scratch together and get over there and do that?
If you'd quit blowing it on booze.
So what were you going to say?
The one thing that I really do take away from it that I compare, we are basically, I think Carlin said, Europe light.
Right.
But the society over there is so much older than our society. And we are such a young country still. Still, when you look at buildings that are still functioning as buildings over there that were built in the 1400s, and you come back over here and just look at the strides we've made in the past 50 years, and it really makes me proud. Ashamed to see where we've been sometimes, but very proud to see where we're at and excited to see where we're going, because it's really a great time of change.
Okay.
It's an amazing time.
The texter's right, and if you want to text us, WJFK1. A lot of people want to weigh in this. I got a lot. I'm up on a break here because I've got to get Buzz in, and I've got to get, we have to break, Alex Ovechkin only has a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
A texter writes, why is a half black, half white man always referred to as a black man? I think I have a simple answer for that. Why don't you go back to 1950s Mississippi?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that people that perhaps were of mixed race could explain to you why that might be the case.
They didn't
let
mixed race people in half the time. It didn't work that way.
It didn't work that way. And another person says, under Obama's tax plan, Mike's coven of exes are looking at a 50% tax hike. There's nothing I can do.
Exactly.
How is your coven?
This could go either way, a texter writes. The Baltimore Orioles, Camden Yards, beautiful. And a plus for the state, the team, awful, and a plus to be out of state. Mm-hmm. All right, Dave, thank you very much. Let's take some quick phone calls, then we're going to get Buzz on here, and we got a real quick Buzz newscast at the beginning. Real quick, Donna in Centerville, go ahead. I want to get through all these calls as rapidly as possible.
Hi, wanted to let you know about the Route 11 Chip Factory.
Yes, go ahead, quickly.
Sure. It's in Mount Jackson, Virginia.
Okay.
Okay, it's out 81, and then you'd have to go south on... go out on 66 and then south on 81.
How many miles on 81? I'm kidding. I don't care.
Are the chips yummy?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Jeff in Maine. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I had a couple comments about the SERP and about Toots. It sounds like Toots is like that guy on Jaws that follows Quint around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are. Man, that is so spot on, Jeff. Jeff, you're calling for me. Almost to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
That is almost exactly what Toot. I have a picture of Toot somewhere.
Oh,
swear to God.
Is it
to
a see that.
But no, it looks like that guy that was following Quint around. That's
great.
A good call. Nice call, Jeff. Thank you. Jason in the great state of Maine. What can we do for you? Hello.
Jason.
One problem with me.
Hello.
Yes, Jason.
Yes, I was just calling. There's a couple things you left out there about the great state of Maine.
Yes, real quick, please.
One of them is Jolly John. I don't know if you remember him, the car salesman.
That's a good Maine accent. And he's not faking it either. Jolly John, right? No. What else?
Yeah, and Bob Marley, the comedian.
Bob Marley. Yes. Very good.
The
All right, thank you.
Thought he was a reggae singer.
Thank you very much, Jason. James in Stafford, Virginia. How are you?
Pretty good. Again, Michael Mary, you are my hero. I've called you and told you that before. I appreciate how you've been very, not completely partial to Obama, but how you've showed your support for him throughout the campaign. And I just think it made a difference for us VA listeners.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Josh in D.C. And then we got to get to Buzz real quick here. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. I think it's funny to say how far we've come when the same people who came out to support Obama also managed to vote yes on all the bans on gay marriage. I think there were like four of them.
I didn't say we were there yet. I just said we've come a long way.
I really do think that, you know, when they were talking about that today, Josh, I did have that feeling, too. Yes, we have made... This is a milestone. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's still there. And I think we're... But you know what? I almost feel like with this happening, it's going to be a little easier to maybe stand up when you hear something, when you're maybe around the water cooler. And listen, I'm not going to BS this listening audience. I think everybody, you know, you're around a group of guys and somebody tells a joke, you look the other way. I'm as guilty of that as the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but when it really comes down to it and somebody says something that's patently offensive, you know, that's really a racial slur, and it's not necessary, and there's nothing funny about it. In the land of jokes, I mean, my God, we're going to have Lisa Lampanelli on there. I think that, you know, in the land of comedy, I have a different philosophy about that. I think in comedy, you know, there's some different rules that apply. Mm-hmm. And if you're an equal opportunity offender, I think that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, who knows? And as far as the gay marriage questions, you know, you got a lot of issues in this country. Yeah. You really do.
Maybe next time.
You know, the job's not done yet. Let's go to Regina in Reston. Regina, you're the last call. Hello.
Hi, I just had a question in regards to McCain's speech. Did you find it upsetting how many people booed that man when he was being so humble towards Obama?
No, it wasn't booing John McCain. It was booing the fact that he was mentioning his opponent, Barack Obama.
Right.
That happens at every single one of those concession speeches.
But I love the way he handled it.
He handled it like he handled
calm
a lot of...
It didn't feel like he was baiting the crowd.
It was a wonderful speech. He's a great guy. I mean, he is. The fact is, anybody that... You can't argue with it. It's the irrefutable fact.
It's a fact.
And quite frankly, when you look back at a campaign, I say... I wish they'd use that more, because you know what? You look at that and you say, a man that gave, you know, put his ass on the line, didn't leave the prison camp because his buddies were still there.
Right.
They beat the crap out of the guy, and he still stood up and then came back and was able to resurrect his life the
way
he did.
Amazing.
He's great, and I hope that, Barack Obama and John McCain are managed to work together while John McCain goes back to the Senate and Barack goes to the White House, and they can pull together and do what both of them said they wanted to do, bring people together. We'll see what happens. Regina, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very
much. Thanks, Regina.
Let's get a real quick news update, like a 60-second news update with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. This morning at the White House, President Bush congratulated Obama on his impressive presidential win. Bush said all Americans can be proud that Obama will be the first African-American president of the United States. And Bush promised complete cooperation in the transition to a new administration. The new website, there is one where you can go to post the names of people who have STDs. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I'm all over there, I can tell you that
I'm
right now.
I'm going to search the word Elston.
Watch out. Good luck. We do know that Magic Johnson is second on this new published list online. The first posting was about 20-year-old Naomi Muniacello of Portland, Oregon. Cyrus Sullivan says she gave him genital herpes.
Atta girl! Buzz, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I know we don't have a long segment with Mr. Ovechkin. We're going to talk to him briefly.
Okay.
Then we'll get some more of your news after
that.
Also, more of your phone calls and texts. We got a lot going on, a lot of plates spinning today. Alex the Great, one of the greatest hockey players ever to lace up the skates. Alex Ovechkin will be our guest right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.